Our epistle for this third Sunday after Easter is taken from St. Peter's first epistle, chapter 2, verses 11 through 19. Beloved, I exhort you as strangers and pilgrims to abstain from carnal desires which war against the soul. Behave yourselves honorably among the pagans, that whereas they slander you as evildoers, they may, through observing you by reason of your good works, glorify God in the day of visitation. Be subject, therefore, to every human creature for God's sake, whether to the king as supreme, or to governors as sent through him for vengeance on evildoers, and for the praise of the good. For such is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Live as free men, yet not using your freedom as a cloak for malice, but as servants of God. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters in all fear, not only to the good and moderate, but also to the severe. This is indeed a grace in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 16, verses 16 through 22. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, a little while and you shall see me no longer, and again a little while and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. Some of his disciples therefore said to one another, what is this he says to us, a little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while and you shall see me, and I go to the Father. They kept saying therefore, what is this little while of which he speaks? We do not know what he is saying. But Jesus knew that they wished to ask him, and he said to them, you inquire about this among yourselves because I said, a little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me. Amen, amen, I say to you, that you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman about to give birth has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has brought forth that child, she no longer remembers the anguish for her joy that a man is born into the world. And you therefore have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no one shall take from you. Thus far the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. For such is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, first I would like to wish all the mothers of our parish, natural mothers, spiritual mothers, a most blessed and grace-filled Mother's Day. Today we are given three different considerations on this Sunday. We have, of course, Mother's Day, which the Mass is being offered for all the mothers whose names were submitted and all the mothers of our parish. We also have the feast of St. Michael the Archangel, which is commemorated today. And we have this third Sunday after Easter, known as Modicum Sunday. Modicum means a little while. So we'll briefly address these three topics, meditate a little bit on them, because I think it's God's will for us to do when we are presented with these things. First, on motherhood, there are certain traits that you find in a good mother. Among them, you will find these three: an unpresuming love, a unique self-sacrifice, and a perseverance. An unpresuming love. When a mother is taking care of their child, especially infants, toddlers, they give of their love. But not just then. A good mother continues through her lifetime to do that, even to children. who are obstinate or problematic. They give that love. A good mother gives that love consistently. And of course, it changes through time how that love is demonstrated. You have those external demonstrations, but you have the mother's prayer, which is so powerful, which is prompted by that unpresuming love. A good mother has a self-sacrificing virtue within her that is comparable to that of the martyrs. She gives of herself from the very outset of motherhood, nurturing and growing another human being, a soul, to realize its purpose in life and in eternal life. She gives of her body. We read today in the gospel, our Lord compares the mother giving birth to the sorrow that is experienced in this world. That, yeah, it's, when we have a spiritual sorrow, that's pretty tough. And the thing that he compares it to, or that martyrdom, is to a woman giving birth, but it's worth it. And they see the value of that sorrow, and they willingly give of themselves. Not just physically, emotionally, spiritually. And there's a perseverance that is saintly of a good mother. Doesn't matter if the child's good or bad or whatever, a good mother perseveres in being the mother of their child. Perseveres as the time and the circumstance warrant. Of course, children grow up and they go do their own thing. And because they know that their children have a fallen human nature and they're going to do their own thing, oftentimes a good mother perseveres in trying to encourage them to stay on the right path. And if they happen to go off the right path, a good mother tries to encourage them to come back on the right path. And of course, a good mother always perseveres in prayer for her children and sacrifice. I am reminded of this one mother who had this child that went off the deep end, got into some bad things, drugs, wayward life. And the mother was beside herself. And he goes, "Well, what can I do, Father? You know, he knows that I don't approve of the way he lives. Do I shut my door to him?" And I remember the words of St. Ambrose to St. Monica. He says, "No. Persevere in your prayer. The tears of a mother, such as yours, the tears of a mother like you are, will not go unheeded by God." And what we know, the result of St. Monica's prayers and perseverance in those prayers was St. Augustine. Not only a saint, especially a saint, but a bishop, a doctor, and a father of the church. And that mother heard those words and took them to heart and went home. And you know what? She gave up dessert for the rest of her life. She made a promise to God. And to this day, she has given up dessert for her child. And her son did come back. Prayer and penance. She persevered and is persevering in that. Of course, these virtues of a good mother, the unpresuming love, that self-sacrifice, likened to the martyrs, and that saintly perseverance can be found in no better place than when looking at our Blessed Mother. Because we have fallen human nature, and oftentimes people shirk their responsibility. Parents abandon their obligations. Men forget their purpose in life. Children are left in need. You need a proper education. You need a proper example. You need a proper direction. You need a proper nurturing, spiritual nurturing. And our blessed Lord, when he was about to complete that great work of redemption on Calvary, gave to us an insurance policy when he gave to us his mother to be our mother. And that's why we go to our Mother Mary and ask her for help. With that confidence, knowing that her goodness is consistent. Never was it known that anyone who fled to her for protection, implored her help, or sought her intercession was left unaided. So on this Mother's Day, as we celebrate and thank our mothers, let us be sure to celebrate our Blessed Mother and thank her. Reconfirm our devotion to her each day, every day, with sincerity. With greater sincerity, let us pray those prayers that we should pray. When we say, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. As you well know, we are living in a pretty dark time. This is the hour of darkness, the hour of the devil. Make no bones about it. They who have eyes to see, let them see. They who have ears to hear, let them hear. You see the enemies of Christ are all around. We could give way to fear, or we could be ignorant and try to hide from it and not identify it. But when you're pursuing Christ and you're pursuing good and you have the light, the darkness is apparent. Oftentimes, when we're fighting evil, we think that we must fight it on our own, but we don't have to. We have been given weapons, like our Blessed Mother, who has crushed the serpent's head over and over again through the centuries, and will do it again, as God has commanded at the very outset when Adam and Eve were kicked out of the garden. I will put enmities between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed, and she shall crush your head. We also have the saints, many different saints, well, given to us. A special saint is that of Saint Michael, the prince of the angels. We read of in the Apocalypse how he thrust Satan to his place out of heaven. We are encouraged when we come to Mass by the dictates of Pope Leo XIII to call upon Saint Michael to defend us in battle when we say those Leonine prayers after Mass. Another prayer which, if we added a little more sincerity when we say those words, would reap better benefits, especially as we fight that battle. Cast into hell Satan and all the other evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Being the prince of the angels, we know, as we read of and we're reminded of when we have a high Mass and we have incense, Saint Michael offers our prayers, as it were, to the divine. But also, at the Requiem Mass, we're reminded that St. Michael will be the one who conducts the just into the realm of the blessed. I think it's a pretty good thing for us to have a devotion to St. Michael, especially as we are fighting the good fight. And the last thought is about Modicum Sunday, this third Sunday in Easter. Modicum. What does Modicum mean? Modicum means a little while. You see, my friends, life is just a little while. It's the ignorant man that makes his moment more important than it really is. It's the ignorant man who spends the eternal for an instant. It's the ignorant man that forgets his purpose and what makes him truly valuable. It's the ignorant man who comes to church and doesn't realize that they are in the presence of God. It's the ignorant man who thinks that he can find his own way to heaven and thinks that, oh, in time, I'll get back. I'll do what I need to do in time. It's the ignorant man who thinks he can give himself more time. No, we have just a little bit of time. And we've been given much grace in this little bit of time, and it's up to us to make good use of the time given to us, as well as the graces that are afforded to us. So on this Mother's Day, with grateful hearts, let us make sure that we thank our mothers and show our appreciation. Let us not forget about our Holy Mother Mary and reconfirm our devotion to her. Let us remember the battle that we have to fight and call upon our patrons and our saints, those that have been given to us, especially Saint Michael, the Prince of the Angels. And let us remember the promise of our Lord that it's only a little while. Even though we might be going through rough and tough times now, if we persevere, he tells us, I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no one shall take from you. This is the will of God, that by doing good, you put to silence the ignorance of foolish men and win that reward which is offered, heaven, with your Heavenly Father and your dear Blessed Mother forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.